Now, this year alone, there have already been 12 known deaths as a result of violence against women in Australia. It's been labelled an epidemic, and after that label, the Morrison government has pledged $328 million in a funding boost to attempt to prevent domestic violence. Joining us to chat about how we can actually go about best tackling this epidemic is Nicole McMahon. She's the General Manager of 1-800-RESPECT. Nicole, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So in terms of the Prime Minister's $328 million funding boost for prevention programs, how significant do you think an impact that will actually have on current health services?
Look, focusing on prevention is absolutely critical because, you know, we know that under the second action plan, there was a development of the primary prevention framework and the national prevention campaign Stop It at the Start. So the funding investment in prevention strategies, which was significant, I think it was around $68.3 million in prevention strategies, but also a targeted $35 million for support and prevention in vulnerable communities such as the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. So, you know, with the strong focus on prevention, you know, we're hoping that in the future, services such as 1-800-RESPECT and other frontline services, you know, will have a tapering in demand.
And speaking on this word of, you know, prevention, I know that people can, you know, misunderstand that word and do respond better usually to terms such as reducing numbers, because it just seems that little bit more tangible. But how important is prevention and what does it involve?
Oh, look, you know, from a prevention perspective, you know, it's multifaceted. You know, anything that can work within the younger communities, so schools and sporting clubs, to prevent violence and teach respect for women, children and all Australians is really critical. And we know that there is a link between the way that someone respects women and an impact on violence at a later point in time. So, you know, the 1-800-RESPECT service actually works as a counselling service to assist anyone that is impacted by violence and assault. So, you know, we really support all Australians, you know, that go through that you know, horrific journey of being impacted by violence and assault.
And this year alone, we've already had 12 known deaths as a result of violence against women, which is just the most horrific end of the scale there. What do you think is the best step forward when it comes to actually now moving forward and tackling this epidemic?
Well, as you say, you know, the statistics are just, you know, awful. And we know that one in four women will be assaulted or abused in their lifetime. And, you know, a woman a week on average is actually murdered by a current or former partner. So, you know, I think it's really important that domestic family violence is everyone's responsibility. So, you know, as the Me Too campaign started, people began to talk about it more. People began to feel it was okay to disclose and to seek support at services such as 1-800-RESPECT. So if someone does disclose, we need to listen and we need to believe that person. And it's really critical not to blame. Very importantly, you need to know how to support people. So, for example, our website at 1800respect.org.au has a lot of information around how to support someone. So, you know, we're at the point now, I think, where we're talking about it. People have confidence to reach out for help. They have confidence to seek support. And, you know, it's our responsibility to continue to let people know that that is okay. In the meantime, there are fantastic organisations such as Our Watch that are focusing on that primary prevention. And so it's really important that we also support those organisations to do what they need to do so that we can actually, you know, have that holistic approach to tackling violence and abuse.
We'll pop the links up on the podcast. Nicole, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Nicole McMahon. She's the General Manager of 1-800-RESPECT, chatting with us about tackling Australia's domestic violence epidemic. Of course, if you or someone you know is impacted by anything that we did chat about this morning, 1-800-RESPECT is the number, and in emergency, always call 000.